The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm welcome everyone to Happy Hour. So for today's practice, the theme of the practices of the heart, I wanted to invite us to explore this amazing, beautiful, powerful, empowering emotion that is part of the heart qualities. We usually don't talk about it so much in Happy Hour. I think I've talked about it before, maybe a couple of times, I think. But the topic is awe, having a sense of awe just can be so supportive for opening our hearts, our minds to our life, to this precious human birth instead of, yeah, okay, what do I have to do? All right, whatever. Just kind of, we go through life often with our eyes closed, sleepwalking. We sleepwalk through this amazing, this incredible being alive, being human. We're so concerned with activities, with the objects of the mind. We're so concerned about the thoughts that arise, about the suffering that arises, about the peace, about what we want, about the desires, about the pushing away, about wanting. We're so concerned with all of that that we become single-visioned, as if we have put blinders on, as if we are in a darkened room with a flashlight. We're just focusing the flashlight on what we want, what we don't want, what we need to get done, the distractions. So with awe, we get to turn on the light of the whole room. Instead of just turning around with the flashlight, we turn on the light of the whole room and we look around. Just, it's amazing. Not just that the objects, but the fact that there is consciousness, there is a mind, there is presence, this being, this aliveness that we take for granted. I mean, it's amazing that anything exists at all. It's amazing that we exist at all. It's just a miracle. If we really, really sit to think about it, we can't quite understand any of this being existing. It's such a miracle. It's a quandary that anything exists at all, that we exist, that we can think and cognize and talk. And it's just such a sense of miracle. Even if we have a scientist materialistic perspective, which is great, even with that, it's this miracle of consciousness is just not explained, just cannot be. This feeling of being in this body and being alive is so amazing that if we really take it in, we would want to fall to our knees and kiss the ground for just this amazing. I mean, if we were, say, some other animal, and then for a little, you know, for a day, we were told, okay, now you can be human. And we're like, oh, this is amazing. This is incredible. Whereas we just take it for granted, wake up in the morning, brush our teeth, whatever. Anyway, so awe. And awe can really support us on the path to awakening, on the path to liberation, not suffering, however way putting that works for you. Because when we get too stuck in our ways, We lose track of the bigger picture. It's as if we have this tunnel vision, as I said, as if we're looking through a small hole, and awe allows us to expand our vision, to expand our vision, and be more present for our life, and we'll have a more expansive vision, not get stuck so much, not get stuck in what troubles us, etc., etc. So you'll discover for yourself. I've said enough to set the frame. So let's explore for ourselves and see what happens. And one last thing I want to say is whatever arises or does not arise, be kind to yourself. No need for self-judgment. No need for self-judgment. Instead of, okay, now I want awe. Awe needs to come up. Yeah, maybe it doesn't come up right now. Maybe, it's like a shy kitty. We encourage it. Maybe it'll come later, tonight or tomorrow or sometime this week. You're taking a walk in the middle of nature and all of a sudden you're struck by awe. So let yourself swim in these teachings. I mean, awe may not be on demand. We're just planting seeds. We're just planting seeds. Okay. So with that, let's settle. Let's rest. Let's arrive. Each moment a new arrival. In this body, even if there is unpleasantness, even if there is pain present, arriving with open arms, as if we're embracing our mind's embrace. Whatever is, with fresh eyes, with beginner's eyes in this body, as if you were a Martian. Just now you were allowed this privilege of stepping into this human body to experience, wow, what is it like to be in a human body? This Martian has a sense of appreciation, novelty, awe for experiencing all the sensations of this body that is yours.
Hello?
Oops. I'm taking every surprise with a sense of awe. Every surprise in the mind and the body. Allowing the awareness to connect with the breath. In breath, out breath. The miracle of this body. Knowing how to breathe on its own. Releasing, releasing. Tightness, tension, holding thoughts, releasing. Letting there be ease. The belly, in the limbs, in your feet, your sit bones, shoulders. Awareness connecting with the entirety of the breath. Appreciation and awe. As much as it's available, not pushing, not demanding, but tilling the soil. What if you were resting in awe, not so active, but as if it were a warm pool of water? Calming, soothing, inspiring. Holding you, your tired muscles, body, working through you in whatever ways. In whatever ways. Your heart needs to be touched. Maybe this warm pool of water imbued with awe which you're resting, relaxing into. You're soaking in allows your awareness to be imbued with awe. so that whatever comes in contact, whatever comes in contact, with awareness, awareness holds whatever thought, whatever sensation. There is awe, quality of awe. Very subtle, but there. Say if awareness is receiving the breath, sensations of the breath, the quality of awe. Is there receiving? Awareness imbued, intertwined with awe. Receiving the objects of the mind and the body. Don't try too hard. Let it be relaxed, at ease, your practice. Just sitting and being breathed. Amazing, the thoughts arise on their own. Pretty amazing. That sensations are sensed on their own. Notice no effort is needed. It's just happening on its own. Rolling, rolling on and on. The field of experience. Sensed and known. you find mind is thinking. No need for judgment. Be in awe that thoughts arise on their own, seemingly with no control. It just arrives. Pretty amazing. Bring awe, not judgment, to your awareness. I'd like to suggest some invitations if you'd like to consider. This body of ours is made of cells, so many living cells. That communicate, interact, are alive. Our immune system, a marvel of ingenuity. Communicating, repairing, remembering, so many brilliant mechanisms. This body that we don't quite understand, both personally and the state of the art of science. Our gut, filled with so many other bacteria that are helpful. That we wouldn't be able to live or digest food if it wasn't for this host of helpful, healthy bacteria that isn't us. Not us. Different genome. Pretty amazing. This body we take it to be ours. Is a miracle of nature. Our brain. All the synapses, the connections, the way it works, the neurotransmitters, all amazingly balanced. Being able to remember, see, act, hear, smell, just amazing. Right here. Instead of focusing on something going wrong with the body, why is it not working? Why do I have pain? So amazing and incredible that it works as well as it does. It has all these years. Internally, sense of awe. Externally, sense of awe. Magnificent interconnection between so many beings. Our lives. We live because of the work, generosity, kindness of so many beings, past and present. Their ingenuity, their service. And to expand even further. Looking as if we were looking up into the night sky. We are on this planet called Earth. So many stars. So many galaxies. Such an incredible privilege to be alive, to be conscious. Even for a brief moment in time, to have the opportunity to have agency, to think, to serve, to love, to give. How awesome is that? How awesome is that? Resting in awe, opening our hearts to awe for this magnificent being who is us, who is me, of intentions, goodness, kindness, in ways we understand and we don't quite understand. This amazing interconnected world. And for the last minutes of this practice period, feeling the body connecting with the breath. The body, this amazing body, knows what to do. Breathing, being alive. May all beings everywhere, including us, be in touch, at least now and then, with the amazing nature of their minds and their bodies. To help open up to realization, to awakening. May all beings everywhere be free. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So, have some time if there are any reflections, questions, comments. And again, as I said at the beginning, this might be planting seeds. If awe didn't arise, it's okay. You're planting seeds. One reflection, your comment about walking through life with our eyes closed reminded me of a saying from the Ojibwe. Sometimes I go about pitying myself, and all the while I am being carried across the sky by beautiful clouds. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That is lovely. I read the quote again from Ojibwe. Sometimes I go about pitying myself, and all the while I'm being carried across the sky by beautiful clouds. Yes, great reminder. Ah, appreciation coming from YouTube. Thank you. You're welcome. Any other reflections? What might have come up for you in this practice, offering it for the benefit of others? If there are any aha moments, Jamie?
Just a question, Nikki. Awe seems to me in some way related to gratitude, but I'm not sure how. Can you comment on the relationship between them?
Yeah. They're related, but they're not the same. Actually, before you meet yourself, let me turn it back to you. What comes up for you as you've explored this? How is this question coming up? Let's explore it together.
I think that I have more capacity to feel awe if I'm in regular practice of being in touch with gratitude.
Okay. And can you so if you're more in touch with gratitude, it allows you to have awe and more awe. And how do they qualitatively feel different for you if I ask you to? And as much as it's available.
Well, I'll steal something from the writer Annie Lamott. You know, her paradigm is Christian, but she said that there's basically three prayers, which are help, thanks, and wow. So awe is the third.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. It's not help. It's not thanks, which is the second one, gratitude. And it's wow. Yeah. So gratitude and awe. So as I feel into my own experience, then to share, you know, gratitude feels like an appreciation, opening of the heart, a thanking, there's a personal relationship with gratitude. There's a personal relationship that I am grateful for this. I am thankful. Whereas awe, it takes us out of ourselves. That's perhaps, this is how I would compare the two. Awe takes us out of ourselves. It's just wow. Not for me in mind, but just wow. This is amazing. Whereas gratitude is more personal relationship with gifts and goodness. So that's something to explore, perhaps. Yeah, thank you. Deborah says, but there's also a way that after a while, you often find thanks. Oh, yeah, that's true, too. There you go. Could be. One more reflection here. How does discernment work in this context? It seems like you are allowing everything. Yeah. This is a very good question. It's, yes, allowing everything, which in many ways actually is a sense of you know, when awareness, when sati is open, there's a sense of opening, open awareness, opening, open, don't put away nothing. Don't push away anything. Just open to everything. So awe allows us, it tills the soil to, for us to open to everything. Claire says, suggest reading A Brief History of Time. Yes, that's a great book. Yeah. I see your hand. Your hand is still up. Is that what you wanted to say, Claire? Is there anything else? You can either unmute or stay muted. Okay. I think you're not unmuting. Either you can't or you don't want to. I hear your lips moving. It's a Gita says, is it appropriate to say that awe is a sensation not dependent on thinking? Yeah. Yes, it is appropriate to say that awe is a sensation. Reflection can bring up awe, but it's not dependent on thinking. We can just sit with awe without thinking. Claire, looks like you succeeded.
I finally got unlocked here. I'm having huge technology problems tonight. But the reason I thought of that book immediately when you started the topic, because Stephen Hawking was in such awe of the universe as a brilliant physicist. But the other thing that was really awesome was that he had Lou Gehrig's disease, and he did all this while he was totally immobile. I mean, he could barely speak. Yeah. And yet he produced one of the most brilliant books of all time. And to me, that's just an awesome.
There you go. There's awe there. Yeah.
He was just, and there's a movie of it. If anybody's interested, he did. He also made it as a movie. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Claire. Yeah. Beautiful.
But it was just expressing his awe for what he had discovered through his research.
Thanks, Claire. Yeah. So yes, awe. So speaking of awe, let's have awe that we have come together here on Zoom and YouTube and listening on Audio Dharma Leader. That here we are, these amazing human beings, just like us, want to practice, want to wake up, aligning, want to align their heart, their actions with their best intentions. So as we move to the next part of our time together in small groups, what I would like to ask you is to, first of all, speak from your own experience, not commenting, not managing the group, just from your own experience. Just stay close to your own experience. And you are welcome to share what came up for you, or hold silence, say pass. Each person has the opportunity to share one nugget. If 10 things came up for you, just share one and then pass it on to the next person. We'll go reverse alphabetical order. And then the next person will say something, or will say pass, and then the next person, and then it will go round and round a few times. And again, just speak from your own experience, not managing or facilitating. Just, it's a way of sharing. It's a way of sharing your own awesomeness. Even you don't think there is much awesomeness, you are awesome. You're a human being. This is pretty incredible. And holding other people's awesomeness. So I'm going to create the rooms now, and here we go. Okay. Oh, yes. The Einstein quote. This is actually, I've had this as my signature for many, many years. You can live your life as if nothing is a miracle, or as if everything is a miracle. Exactly. So I'm suggesting you live your life as if everything is a miracle, because everything is a miracle. So I will open the rooms now. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Here we go.